Welcome to the Practically Speaking Mom podcast, the place for an intentional mom to build a strong family. Last week on the Practically Speaking Mom podcast, you met Julie Redmond from the Mom Made Plans podcast. Julie and I had a great discussion about the habits in her life that make a difference for her family. We talked about practical actions with her kids and house habits too. This week, we're going to flip it around and we're going to listen to me being a guest on her podcast. This episode is a little longer than normal, but the final concept in today's episode is my favorite of the concepts that are discussed today. In that final concept, we look at the importance of not just giving our kids what they need emotionally, but also helping to equip them for times in their life in the future when the people in their life may not be giving them what they need emotionally. What should they do about that? How should they handle it? Actually, today's final concept introduces that topic to be our entire podcast episode next week. So while this week is with Julie and I, next week will be just me on that very specific issue. So let's get started on the Practically Speaking Mom podcast today, where we are listening to me being a guest on the Mom Made Plans podcast. Let's go.
All right. Welcome, everyone. I am super excited to have this conversation today and share with you just really practical, helpful tips of how to be a better parent and just a better person and communicator with the people in our lives. And we're just really going to focus on the interaction with our kids today. We're all unique. God has made us all differently, and that is an amazing blessing. And it's also a challenge to interact when we have like opposite personalities. And so I wanted to bring Val on today. I've been listening to her podcast and she has so much wisdom. I'm going to let her introduce herself and we're going to dive into this whole conversation of how to be a better parent when your kid is just pushing all those buttons because they're different from you or sometimes the same. So before we dive in, please introduce yourself and tell us a little about you.
Hi, I am Val Harrison, the Practically Speaking Mom from the Practically Speaking Mom podcast. And I have 7 kids, 4 girls and 3 boys. 6 of them are grown and 1 is still at home. She's 13. I am also a homeschool mom for 24 years. Wow. And 5 more years to go. And then I will retire from that. We don't ever retire from motherhood. Even as they grow up, we still are so involved in their lives. It's just, it looks differently. But we're going to be talking about personalities today, and personalities play a role all the way through. And I'm just super honored to be on your podcast today. I love your podcast. I love organization and checklists and all the things. In fact, I listened to you the other day, and the next morning, almost the first thing I did was I sorted out my shoes. She inspired me. It is time. I'm tackling the shoes.
Oh, I love it. That's
so awesome. It was time to get rid of some, you know,
nice.
Those that I think are super cute, but they really haven't been styled for a long time. So I haven't worn them for a long time. It's time to go. So thank you for your inspiration.
Sure. I'm so glad to hear you got that win for the day. You tackled that one little category.
That's right. And
yes, that's awesome. Definitely. We have an experienced mom with us today with 7 kids, and you have to like have some organization there and homeschooling. Oh my goodness. Bless you. That is so much work. So with all of that and interacting with all of your children, I feel like God has really given you some insights and downloads and how to navigate parenting and communicating with your kids and figuring out the best way to not totally go crazy, have more grace and empathy for the people in our home. So and what I referenced earlier, it's called Uniquely United, she has made, and it really dives into just some basics of kind of categories of overall ideas of kind of where we all fit in our personalities. And it's just really helpful. So this is not my area. So I'm going to let her explain this concept of Uniquely United to us.
So the concept itself, Uniquely United, is that each family member plays an important, unique role. God designed each one of us purposefully. And it sometimes is our tendency to want to make the kids like us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's one tendency. Or just as a desire for peace, we kind of will shut down the differences. So we don't want to do that either. Uniquely United is really about this concept of recognizing the value of each individual, but learning how to blend them and mesh in effective ways.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the primary things that we're focusing on is helping each family member get a focus on being a blessing to the other family members, being a blessing to the family unit, being a blessing to everybody that they come across today. It's a lifestyle mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one critical part of the concept of Uniquely United. But I kind of want to back up just a little bit and tell you, why did I even start focusing on this topic recently on the podcast? I am working on writing my fifth book right now, which is answering the six questions of your child's heart at every age. And that was born out of evaluating what mistakes was I making that was leaving holes in my kid's heart. Like I could see different aspects of them that they had longings, or they were feeling broken in some way, or deficits in their perception of themselves or the way they treated others, that kind of thing. And of course, we as parents can't own all of the shortcomings or weaknesses in our kids, for sure.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we also need to do what we can. We need to live intentionally. My podcast has a focus on intentionality, just as yours does as well. My podcast is called Practically Speaking Mom, Intentional Mom, Strong Family. So it's kind of a long podcast title, but we as parents obviously do have a lot of obligation to step up and to identify what it is our kids need. So as I was just for a couple of years, I was keeping this notebook of what problems am I seeing? How am I handling it? How did that work? And what do I see in scripture of how God handles their heart? And as I started keeping this record of this, I was seeing that things were falling into six categories of our hearts. Well, one of those categories is, or questions is what they ended up being, six questions of our heart. One of those is, am I worth knowing?
Mm.
And so to feel like I am seen, I am understood, someone is digging deeper into who I am and not just taking my surface behavior and saying that I must have this character if I'm behaving that way, for example.
Mm.
And so we want to be parents who dig deeper and who are discovering our children, which is a really awesome privilege that really no one else in the world can do like we can.
Yeah.
So what our tendency is to look at our kids' issues, mistakes, shortcomings, weaknesses, and we look at those and we want this quick fix. You know, we want to quickly fix that. And really, it's our roadmap to discovering God's design of them. And yes, there are things that we need to fine tune in their character and that we need to walk beside them through that growth. But anyway, it was changing my mindset from look at all the problems in them that I need to fix to it's my role to discover my child.
Mm.
And to know them more deeply. So that process is what led me to this appreciation for all the unique characters and personalities within our home and how to help each personality shine, but in a way where we blend and we bless one another. And just to see that as a beautiful design that not only do we want to bless each other, but we want to bless the Lord who designed us. We should be reflecting him well. We're made in his image, but each of us unique. We want to be blending and shining and blessing and reflecting him. So that's kind of a little overview of what Uniquely United represents and how I got there, why I went down that path to that. My degree is communication. So I've always had a great interest in understanding how people interact and helping them interact more effectively. So my ministry is actually over 20 years old in really wanting to help families communicate with each other more effectively. My podcast just entered its fourth year, though. So anyway, that's a little bit about Uniquely United. Now, you listened to Uniquely United 2.0, which was about a specific aspect of us, where we kind of divided people into four categories, which none of us are cookie cutter. None of us are, we don't want to box people or ourselves into these labels that may limit our view of ourselves, our view of others, that kind of thing. But at the same time, it does help to get some structural understanding of differences between us.
Sure, a good
So,
starting place to at least be able to grasp a little bit.
yes,
And
exactly.
before I want to interrupt, before you
Yeah.
explain what those are, just to circle back for a minute for you guys to really sit with, I love the approach you have and just that it's discovering our children and that being our role. And I feel like also I would go as far as to say to help them discover themselves as well
Yes.
and just how like empowering that is and just seeing the good. And I think part of, I know I'm searching for parenting and how to do that better and to facilitate everything and just the tools there. And I think this is such an amazing tool as you look at like positive parenting and all these buzzwords and things like that. The hard part of this, the intentionality of this, is taking the time to go beyond the surface behavior and dig in to understand what's going on in their heart and how that's being displayed. And you get to be more of a like root solving issue when
Yes,
you get to the
yes.
heart. And that's what I'm all about. And so even though it's more work, you're actually reaping so much more of a benefit instead of like going through the same thing over and over again and just being continually frustrated. You at least have more insight and can help shape things. So I just want to take a moment to just like honor that approach and just for people to really let that sink in of your mindset of like discovering who they are, not just their behavior and their heart. So,
I'm glad you said that because you do point out the other side of that coin is not just that we're discovering them but and being excited about it, but that we are helping them get excited about who they are and discovering more of who they are. And then we want to take that to a next level of not, we don't want to in ourselves or in them have an attitude of, well, this is just how I am. This is who I
Yes.
am.
Oh, I
Take it or
hate
leave
that.
me. But instead, we want to take that information and we want to be sure that we're allowing the Holy Spirit to then mold us even more. So taking that original design and then literally teaching our kids the concept of, I mean, I literally did this yesterday with my daughter. I was like, okay, let's close our eyes. This is going to be a prayer conversation for a minute. I want you to imagine this part of yourself, your heart, where your character lies, and imagine that you are allowing the Holy Spirit to come into that room and saying to him, I give you all aspects of my character, and I give you permission, God, to change me in this way. I want the fruit of the Spirit happening in my life. So it's taking that initial design and then teaching our kids how to allow God to then mold that original design too. Because God didn't just like make us who we are, He made us to become. And so we want to teach our kids how to become who He made us to become, if
Oh,
that
that's
makes
so
sense.
beautiful. I'm getting teary-eyed. You guys can't see me,
Okay.
but
Okay.
oh.
One way that a little illustration with that too, that I will often use with my kids as they were growing up is I will put, if I'm, especially if we're struggling with some issue, I'll draw a little very ugly
treasure chest because I can't draw, but I'll draw a little treasure chest and put some of the qualities that I see in them inside this treasure chest. And I'm just writing words. And then I explain to them, right now, I see that the treasure chest, the lid is shut and there's a lock on it because there are some things that stand in the way of the world getting to experience this awesome person that God created. Mm-hmm. And so we've got to work on unlocking it and opening that lid. And that means us doing the work of allowing God to change us too. You know, that we've basically every good in us has some negative attached to it. And as parents, we often are seeing the negative and thinking we need to get rid of that. What we need to do is let that be our roadmap to who they are and what is the positive on the other side of that. And how do we help them shave off the rough edges? Okay. Of that aspect of their character. So anyway, I'm just going on without getting into what you wanted.
Holy Spirit is orchestrating this conversation. We are going with it. It is fine. Okay. Cause this is, I want to point out here too, you guys, like I love also this as a little, I'm pulling aside a practical takeaway for you here of communication, verbal, and then another exercise, visual, to that she drew the treasure chest with the words, and just again, like understanding our children and how they learn and how, and even just like showing them in different ways, like even the same message, just for it to sink into their hearts further, like having that verbal conversation and then having that visual, I think is an amazing next step that we're really like trying all the avenues. So little takeaway for you guys too. If you're struggling verbally, maybe try some visuals or other avenues that your children relate to.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I have to say one other thing from something you said a minute ago, you said getting to the roots. And something I'm really passionate about is something I call root parenting, which means, and I say root parenting versus surface parenting. So we see what's on the surface, what's going on there, but that may not at all be what's really going on below the surface at the root. Where's the issue at? And we want to dig deeper instead of quickly responding to what behavior is going on in them. We want to go deeper than that and identify that. And I use the scripture Luke 2:52 to help me with root parenting. So I got to tell you this real quick. Sorry.
Yes. No, please.
Okay. Luke 2:52 says, Jesus grew in wisdom, stature, favor with God, favor with man. That's four areas that if we put those in kind of common words today, that would be physical, mental, spiritual, and social. Mm-hmm. And I use those four categories all the time to help me grow my kids, help me evaluate my kids, help me dig deeper with issues. So if I see a behavior going on in them that I'm concerned about, then I'm going to ask questions in those four areas and I'm going to evaluate in those four areas. Is it a physical thing? Like, are they not getting enough sleep? Or are they not eating right? Are they, you know, missing something in their diet? Or do they have pain somewhere? Or, you know, are they sick? Or, you know, so there's physical route that I'm going through. And then I'm going through the social route. Like, is there some relationships that maybe they're dealing with friends that might be impacting why they're treating their brother this way or treating me this way? So that's social. Or is it a spiritual issue? You know, where are they at spiritually? How do they view God? How do they view that God views them? And how's that relationship there? And then mental. So anyway, you brought up root and I just had to bring up root parenting. So I definitely have some podcast episodes on that concept as well. But Uniquely United 2.0 is the series that you listened to. Mm-hmm. And we started out that series by first, which my husband and I did this series together. And we've started out first with the concept that people tend to be either a fast-paced or slow-paced person. And that does not refer to how quickly they walk or something like that, although it can actually impact that. but it refers to the way in which they think. Some of us like to be fast thinkers. We want to draw conclusions really quickly and then jump and act on that, while others want to evaluate all the different aspects of this potential decision. And then they want to weigh the different decisions they could go with and what could be the problem areas in that. Obviously, you know, just from verbalizing that to you, you can imagine what kind of conflicts can happen in the family just based on those, that difference alone.
Yeah.
The fast versus the slow. Mm-hmm. And if we can help our family members see the value in the other person's ways, I don't have to become the slow if I'm the fast. Although it wouldn't hurt for me to learn some lessons from them and maybe slow down.
Yeah.
But at the very least, I need to recognize the value of what they're doing. You know, maybe I decide quickly. And so I think if you're not deciding quickly and on board with me, then you must not care about that issue. When in actuality, they may care a lot about it. And so they're evaluating carefully.
Yeah,
their perspective and their answer. And so this uniquely united concept in the material that I teach that you were listening to is about learning to recognize those differences of the other person and value that, treasure even, and cherish that they are different from me, but just as valuable to our family being the masterpiece that it is because they are doing that.
So, and can I just want to be like, can you imagine how many conflicts and bitterness and resentment that could be removed from your life by simply taking the time to understand where the other people in your family are coming from? Like, if you never find out that they're just processing internally all these options and care deeply, they just aren't ready to like talk about it immediately. You're just constantly upset when you're missing like such a huge piece of the puzzle. And so, yeah,
absolutely.
I love this concept of just diving into it.
You might be upset in that situation. And if you're the parent that is the fast and you have this slow child, you may never even be getting to know the real them because you're trying to rush them to this decision and rush them to answer and give their opinion. And so that's how I was for a long time, and then discovered that I was being that way. And it just breaks my heart every time I think about it. My slows at that time, this was many years ago that I discovered this, but realizing, wow, I kind of never even knew the below the surface them. And that is so sad. And I don't want to do that anymore, you know? Yeah. So it helps me modify the way I am who I am. And so building empathy, you know, is critical for us as parents. And it's also critical for us to teach our kids that empathy as well. It will bless every future relationship they have if they learn to understand themselves, modify themselves, bring themselves to a better balance, be a blessing, recognizing the beauty of other people's character and personality, and having a desire to blend in whatever group and care about the whole of that group. You know, these kind of things that we can teach our children will change their lives.
That will change the world.
Yes.
If more people could do that, I'm like, oh, put this up on the banners out. Like, I mean, this is, massive impact.
I tell my kids all the time, you know, you may not know everything in a given, like, let's say you grew up to be in this particular job. You might not know everything that you need to know to be good at that. But if you know how to interact with people effectively, how to have empathy and care and be both bold when you need to be, but humble when you need to be. You know, when you learn all of these people skills, you will rise to leadership because that stands out so much more. Information can be given to any employee and acquired easily. But people skills takes years to develop. And for many people, they almost, it's completely left out of their development. And so we don't want to do that as intentional parents. Yeah. We want to truly equip them with this aspect of life that is so big and valuable.
Yeah. Ugh, this is, I get so amped up. I'm like having to calm myself down over here because I'm like, yes, yes, do all the things. Oh, well, my gosh. Yeah.
Okay. So the next part, so we said fast and slow, and we talked about some differences there and how to handle that in the family. And then the next episode was task versus people. Some people are very focused on the tasks in front of them, and then others are very focused on the people in front of them. Mm-hmm. Truthfully, we need to value both. We want to become balanced people who can see both aspects of that and care about both aspects of that. So we looked at task and people and how that can impact conflict in the family, how learning to do it better can bring a better overall experience for the family, and so on.
Yeah. And I want to point out in this, like, and I don't perfectly fit, I'm definitely a fast and I kind of vacillate between task and people, but I would say probably more in the task line. So I want to, as like a very tangible example, I've asked Val to share from this episode in thinking about this in the task versus people, just an interaction with her daughter where she approached it from a task point of view and her daughter was approaching from the people. So I'm going to let you share. Will you give us that sweatshirt story? Yeah,
absolutely. So this is one of my grown daughters. When she was still home, she was going to go to a youth group activity, and I saw that they would have sweatshirts for sale about this. It was kind of a camp weekend thing. Mm-hmm. And so I put money out for this sweatshirt on the counter. And when she came down, I was like, hey, I gave you this money to get a sweatshirt. And of course, my response that I was hoping for, and that was, oh, thanks, Mom. That's awesome. But instead, her response was, you did? Why did you do that? And so my personality was like, well, that's an annoying question. You know, this is what I'm thinking on the inside. Uh-huh. That's an annoying question. Obviously, I did it so you can get the sweatshirt. But I know who she is. And she is not task, she's people. And so she needed to know how I feel about her. And that's why I was getting the t-shirt, the sweatshirt for her, was because I was thinking about how much you would enjoy having that and to be able to remember that weekend with your friends and the experiences you're going to go through. And I wanted you to have that keepsake, you know, that you can wear around remembering that moment, those moments. You know, that's what she needed to hear, that I was thinking of her. Mm-hmm. She needed to hear that I value her friendship times and experiences. And, you know, just honestly, her personality is one that is seeking words of affirmation a lot. Yeah. So recognizing these things that our kids need. So while in my mind, at first, I'm kind of annoyed by the question, because I had spent time digging below the surface and knowing who she was and her makeup and things that she needs, I was able to then shift gears out of my task mode and into her people mode and communicate the way that she was needing at that moment.
Yes. And what a skill to develop, like, for us as parents to be able to do that. Cause I had the same thing of being a task person. I was like, what do you mean? Why did I do that? Like, I care about you and I left you the money to get what you want. Like, why is that not enough?
Yep. Check it off the list. Move on to the next thing.
But to realize, like, no, they need, and it's funny you mentioned words of affirmation, cause I feel like a lot of this can tie in with the love languages. And we've talked about that on the podcast before, but that you can stop yourself when you potentially could have, the rest of that day would have been annoyed of like, well, I'm not leaving her money again for a sweatshirt. Like, if you can stop and shift your perspective to theirs and realize, oh, this is what they're actually needing from me right now. Like, leaving the money out is fine, but it needs to be paired with, I know how much you're going to like enjoy this weekend and the sweatshirt will mean a lot to you. And just taking the time to say those few words or understand their heart. Just, this was just such a great practical example of what that would look like. And so I just really wanted to highlight that for you guys of what this looks like in the day to day, and how, if you can get yourself to just have a little light bulb moment and just pause for a second and shift, like if you've taken time to understand them a little better, it can just radically change your relationship and your communication on a daily basis. So I'm super amped about it, if you can't tell.
Well, I'd kind of like to share with you the flip side of with that particular daughter. The other side of what we have to do is not just provide what they need, but we need to help them be okay when they're not getting what they need. Because in the world does not know them personally. The
not
world
that accommodating.
The world's not accommodating. And the world doesn't, sad to say, but for the most part, the world doesn't care that they need that.
Yeah.
And so we want to give them what they need, but we also want to equip them to be okay when they're not getting it. So let me give you a flip side conversation that I had with her recently. She was home. She's in college right now. She's home the other day, and she was sharing with me how she has a hard time in this particular relationship in her life. Someone she knows that she gets really timid around them because she thinks they don't like her. And so knowing her need for people affirmation, needing to know, she has a need to know where she stands with people. She wants to get positive feedback from them. And so we were sitting across the room at the moment. And so I got up from where I was sitting in a chair and went over to the couch sitting by her. And I was like, I want to sit close with you when I tell you this. You have all of these great qualities, and that person may actually see all of those or most of those, but that particular person is not the kind of person that's probably ever going to share that with you. And maybe they don't share that with anybody. It just doesn't fit, especially who they are. God can mold that in them, and maybe someday they will become good at affirming you in that way. But it would be incredibly sad if this relationship between you and this other person remained weak because you couldn't move forward until you had that affirmation. I want you to live in the fullness of knowing who God made you to be. Live it out loud. Love them deeply. Do not hold back and hesitate just because you're not getting the affirmation from them that you need. Tell yourself, I'm not getting the affirmation from them that I need, but I will be all in this relationship anyway. So we want to teach them, to identify themselves, and that it's okay to ask that as well. Like, it's okay for her to ask someone, to say, hey, just so you know, since this is a relationship I really care about, I want to be really vulnerable, honest with you right now. I'm one who just naturally handles life better if I know where I stand with you. So I would love a little bit of feedback on how you feel about me, but you may be totally uncomfortable with that. And that's fine. I'm still going to be all in this relationship anyway. So it is okay to teach them to speak up for the things that they need, but it's also important for them to learn to accept reality and not allow things that they feel like they need to limit the abundance of their life.
Yeah. Cause there's definitely times where I feel like I can feel where I would get an attitude of like, all right, I know this about you, but I don't need to like do this all day, every day.
Yes.
Like, this is a bit much, like calm down. Cause then I'm more apt to like, no, I'm not going to give you affirmation cause you're so needy for it. This is me being super transparent and vulnerable with you guys. But yeah, it is that balance of being okay with putting it out there of what you need, but also being okay with like, hey, I need to understand I can't be this needy all the time of whatever my particular words of affirmation or whatever my thing is. Yeah. Just to find that healthy balance. So I'm glad you brought up the flip side, because it That is equally important, I feel
Yeah.
like.
If we just, quote unquote, fill their love bucket only, and we don't help them identify their love bucket issues, then we're actually keeping them weak. We're keeping them dependent on us. We're keeping them less effective in the world. We want to pay, intentional parenting is much more than just giving our kids what they're emotionally needing. It's equipping them for the world.
Yeah, so good. That's so powerful. And just thinking through, like, just as a takeaway here for you guys, of this is so nuanced and not clear cut, but like the purpose of kind of these four parts that we've talked about, the fast, slow versus task people, I feel like it just gives you a starting point. Like if you're just like, okay, I want to be more intentional with my kids, like, I don't know, how do I see more into their heart of what's going on? And I think just this is a great like stepping point of just kind of trying to determine, do they tend to be a little more fast or a little more slow, and just start paying attention, and or are they more task or people? And it's not as clear cut as that, but just to give you like some starting ground to start to have your eyes open to see a little more and pray into, like asking God to help you see their heart behind their actions and their words. This is such a great tool. And I'm just so glad you've gone over. Yeah. Just all of the goodness. And I'm like, I need to be in your, you need a mom club of mentor me. You have so much knowledge over the years. And I really appreciate the example that you're setting and all these examples and the importance of taking time to be intentional and have these conversations with your kids and being vulnerable in your own growth as you're going through the same things and sharing with them, like, hey, I was really quick to jump on this right now. And like, when like being able to share our own faults and our own success and stuff like that, I think is so powerful. So thank you for being so transparent and full of awesome skills and everything.
That's very sweet. I am super thankful for this opportunity to be on here. If your listeners were to listen to this series, it's
which
actually,
you need to do, guys, go listen.
It's actually 6 episodes long. We take those 4 things that we talked about, fast, slow, people, task, and we create this quadrant of 4 combinations. So there's the, you know, fast task person, there's the fast people person, there's the slow task person, there's the slow people person. And I really break down a whole lot of details on that. For example, what do they, each of them value, or what do they need to respect? You know, as parents, especially the older our kids get, we have to maintain the right to influence them. And sometimes when they're opposite of us, what they value is opposite of what we value. So they can tend to lose respect for us if we're not acknowledging the things that they value.
All right. Well, you guys definitely need to go check her out. Tell us again the name of the podcast and anything else you've got going on. I know you mentioned your books, where we can find those.
You can find everything on my website, practicallyspeakingmom.com. So the podcast is there, but it's also on any major podcast platform, which you can just look up Practically Speaking Mom podcast. But it's on the website. Also, my books are there. I have Wearing All Your Hats Without Wearing Out, which is about finding focus for your family to be the masterpiece God designed it to be. I have the book Clash in Your Home, Getting a Game Plan for Cleaning Up the Conflict. I have the book When Littles Are Loud, Maximizing the Moments Without Drowning in Chaos. And a book called Gaining Momentum, Preparing Your Student for a Career With or Without College. So those are the books that I have right now, but I have a lot of other resources on there too. And I should mention that one of the resources is specific to what we've been talking about, the Uniquely United series. I have a chart of these different personality combinations and what those kiddos are needing. You know, what do they fear? What motivates them? What makes them angry or hurt? You know, so anyway, it's a pretty thorough chart that covers all those things. That it's a $2 chart in my shop. So I try to keep things affordable to be resources for all of these intentional mamas that are listening.
Yes, that's perfect. And I'll have that in the show notes, you guys, to get to her website and get all of the goodness. And talking about the books, I want to close us out with a quote from, I had purchased her Clash in Your Home book, which I'm working through, but I wanted to share one line that I think is just a really good kind of summary, kind of what we're talking about here today. And it goes like this. She says, "We need to see the issue as a problem that we are working together to solve and stop trying to solve the other person, defeat the other person, or perfect the other person." Thank you so much, Val, for all of your insight and wisdom today. We will definitely have to have another chat soon because you've got so much to share. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Well, mom friends, you've been listening to a conversation between myself, Val Harrison, the Practically Speaking Mom, and Julie Redmond of the Mom Made Plans podcast. She shares my passion for equipping moms to be intentional while also relying on God to help us in our appointment as mom to our families. Next week, I'm going to take a deeper dive into that last topic that we discussed here. We're going to look further on the importance of not just giving our kids what they need emotionally, but also helping to equip them for times in their life when the people in their life may not be giving them what they need emotionally. What should they do about that? How should they handle it? We're going to talk about it right here next week on the Practically Speaking Mom podcast, the place for intentional moms to build strong families. See you Monday.